Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, actor, musician, book author, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hi, how are you? You know, I don't like talking about this topic. I like to talk about issues that I really care about, you know, as an artist or intellectual, things that are more positive. But as I said in the previous podcast, if I don't talk about something that's truthfully honest and unfortunately unpleasant, and it's something I need to talk about, then I'm not an authentic person. I can't be a phony person either. I'm not a poser, not someone who, I'm not going to talk about things that is pleasing all the time to the extent that it doesn't have much essence in what I have to say. I had to talk about things good and bad in order for me to be a wholesome person. So for me to be healthy and wholesome person, I must talk about everything that in order to alleviate any negativity and for me to be healthy and to continue to be healthy. As long as I'm being respectful of other people on these podcasts and myself, then it should be no problem. When I talk about people and situations in allegation mode, I don't mention their names due to legal matters. But everything I say is truthful, honest, unless there's some error. So sometimes that is the case. But at my home, I felt I've been terrorized and discriminated by individuals for no reason, for no good reason, simply because of their mental illness or their hatred. And that should not be tolerated. Since I came to California, you know, I'm living in Los Angeles County, which is very liberal, very open-minded. We have these anti-hate crime laws, anti-terrorism laws, and on a federal level. We also have these laws in California. You know, it's a very open-minded place. But, you know, a week ago, I was looking on my computer, and it said L.A. is the hate crime capital of the country. There's so many allegations of hatred. And my situation was no exception, I feel. You know, I own a little place to live, you know. I have to have my privacy like anybody else who either rents or own their home, you know, inside. And as an adult, whether I own a home or rent it, I do whatever I want in my life. I do whatever I want inside behind closed doors. That is not only the moral way, but that is legally the right way. Legal, morally is the right way to deal with things. I don't want people to tell me what to do in my home or trespass or look into it. And I don't do that to other people because that's antisocial, that's wrong, and potentially criminal if any evidence points to that. But I feel I've been a victim of terrorism because some individuals simply didn't like me because of the color of my skin, maybe my sexuality. Call me the N-word for no reason, and I don't like the N-word or any type of racial slur. I really don't use it. I don't use any type of bigoted words because they promote violence. They promote hatred. I did use the word when I was talking about in reference to me being subjected to homophobia and giving a description of what people were talking about, but I don't use the F-word either. Because my language, my vocabulary language is clean as the whistle. I don't use any type of discrimination, particularly in the 21st century where everybody and there's so much open and so much knowledge and the mindfulness of being tolerant. Yes, some people are still, have their own baggage or like to live 50 years backward, you know, whatever, but or 50 years forward like me. But, you know, we should be open, and the main thing is we should mind our business. If you live next door to somebody, it's none of their business, and we should not target anyone, especially of any type of discrimination. Unfortunately, I felt that way because of the neighbors are outside gossiping. One neighbor did not want me to live here, using racial slurs, did not like my sexuality, didn't like me. He did not want me to live here. They also were saying that I should not be living in my home. I should be out working. I should be out doing this. I should be clean. I mean, that is crazy. That's not so antisocial. That is, these people got mental health issues. Something is wrong with them. You know, that's kind of terrorism. That is a form of terrorism, my point of view, because you don't do that to somebody, a neighbor or any adult in their own home from outside. It's none of anybody's business. You don't have no right to target or use slurs. We've got laws about that. The reason why I say it was terrorism, because they did it for such a long time. They did say they wanted it a certain kind of building where I live, where they wanted backward people, conservative people. It's fine if you're liberal or conservative, but it's not fine to use your beliefs or political or religious beliefs to target and hurt people. Wanted me to leave because they don't like my skin color or whatever. Say I should stay with my own kind. My stance on that means stay with your own kind is racist. It's a racist term, meaning it's an ignorant person. We don't tolerate intolerance. You're born of a skin tone. You does not mean you have to just marry and be with people who look the same way. That is very, very ignorant and wrong. You love whoever you want. You hang out with whoever you want. Whoever you want to hang out with, that's your right. It does not mean you discriminate. So if you marry, there's lots of interracial marriages. There's lots of people who are working and doing what they want, but they don't get harassed by some ignorant, dangerous person who's nosy and who thinks that they want the law to be a certain way. You can't have intolerance in California. They already got these laws on the book. It's also on the federal level. And using racial slurs, and that's not the only thing. Said they're going to hang me and hang me by a tree. You know, lynching is wrong. You know, I mean, they should pass a lynching law. That's a hate crime law. They should be investigated by the FBI. These individuals said they're from the South. Okay, whatever down South or whatever, this is not the South. This is California. Even if you were down South, that would be wrong. It would be morally wrong. You have no business to tolerate, target me simply because you don't like what I'm doing inside my home. That is simply crazy. And that's also something is wrong. This person is dangerous. See, I hope that the police and the FBI can investigate these people when they make these statements, gossiping and looking at me and making statements at me. And, you know, terrorism and discrimination happens a lot toward minorities. And who owns homes and in the society, no matter where we live. And I as a minority has been subjected to it, and I cannot believe that I've experienced this. Terrorism is wrong. It is not right for anyone to make judgments or to target people. These people should not be living in this building or living in this area if they're doing this, and they are. From my stance, I got sick of calling the LAPD because I can't call them for everything. I have to wait till they do something. You know, they haven't put a cross on my lawn or anything, on my, you know, something like that, or broke my window. That would be an incident of hate crime. It's already a hate incident, hate crime situation that I experienced that no one should ever go through. I think that the legal system should talk to make sure that these, and particularly the government, should make more hate crime laws to get these people out of everyday society and locked up in prisons and mental hospitals, because they're dangerous. The same people want segregation to come back. That's not going to happen. They act like what? They're living in 1940 or 1930 or 1895. Listen, this is the 2000, the 21st century. Okay, we got laws and we got basic common sense. And if you don't tolerate, if you can't tolerate a minority, then you shouldn't move. They should move and go somewhere to where they don't target me or other minorities with their bigotry. That includes homosexuality. That includes any type of discrimination, religion, etc. Also, the other allegation was that they were looking inside my home, investigating me. And I thought that was racial profiling or some criminal act, because that's a form of terrorism, too, if they continuously say they have a right to trespass. Do you know these individuals are so nutty and dangerous that they say, I don't own the home? What are they talking about? I guess they do have mental health issues. And while the evidence has to be investigated by the LAPD, but one thing is certain, these people are dangerous. They're too antisocial. They lack the ability to live around other people. They don't have common sense to deal with everyday life society, especially living in, whether they're in California or somewhere else. Everyday life people who don't act like that, particularly with neighbors in condos or apartments or houses, or you live next door to each other. Some people don't have the capacity to mind their business. It means they have mental health issues and they require somebody to get in, to investigate them. But I'm not that person. I have no criminal record. I don't even know them. I don't even say anything to them. And they think they have a right to look in or trespass, which is by law illegal. They can go to jail for any type of trespassing if any of those allegations are true. I'm going to address this more in podcasts because this has been reported already. I've been told to report this to top level in government and the federal level because this is a form of terrorism. Because it happens so much that I don't think these people have the capacity, should not be living around anybody, and they should be locked up in some facility or some place where they can learn how to mind their business. Believe me, if you don't know how, if you're an adult, these people are adults who simply do not have no respect for me for no apparent reason. And the reasons are obvious, because of their hatred or some kind. I heard that they didn't like me being a lawyer. Or didn't like, that's crazy. Or my music or whatever. Being nosy and I don't even know them. They have a severe mental illness that requires the government or police to investigate them. For them to say that I should be investigated, it's truly a violation, and if it's happening, it violates my constitutional rights and it violates the law. Because I know the police department have said they would never do that, but who knows what's going on, what is going on. But I know they say they would get a search warrant and talk to me directly. These people are very, very peculiar, and I consider them very dangerous. Because they also, not only are using racial slurs, they were trying to do everything they can to get me to move for no apparent reason. They don't like me, not like me, or whatever. Well, I am working on a lot of things. I do podcasts. But that's the least of what I do, okay? I do a lot of things. But even if I wasn't working or not, welfare or not, that is not fair. It is not fair for them to target me. If I was on welfare or not, they should not target me. If I sit on my ass all day, that is not something to target. There are millions of people who are on welfare because of COVID. COVID had affected me as well. But even if it didn't, you have no business targeting me for what I do. It is none of your damn business what I do with my life and my home. I am an adult. An independent adult who has independent means of expression and control of my life. And what I do in my home is off limits. If they cannot respect that, then they should be investigated by the police. I wish that they should get somebody to investigate. These people do not know how to live in this society. They don't know how to live in America. They are very, very antisocial. So I hope that, you know, the terrorism being called racial slurs and to follow around in a car and saying things at me to get me angry, or other forms of means of intimidation should be investigated at the FBI. I mean, if they want in an all-white building, they can't do that. That's illegal in the state of California. You can't have a hate crime, a hate building. This is not for KKK people. I know some of these people want a conservative majority. I don't know what conservative majority they want, whatever fantasy they want. It's simply not happening in L.A. County because everybody in my area is elected Democrat. But even if they weren't, even Democrat or Republican, they have no right to target or chew me out for some sickness that they have. This is not 1920. This is 2022. So I hope they get investigated. We have to have a building where people are tolerant and mind their business. Regardless of what they believe or what they do in my building, should they let people live, whether they are disabled, senior citizen, a highly educated, whatever, it's none of their business. That's the first point. And they should not take out their religious or political beliefs on someone else by making or assassinating me in particular with racial slurs or any kind of antisocial motives because they can't get their way. That is not fair. They should be investigated by the FBI. This is not right. They said they're from South Carolina or whatever. Well, they bring those backward thinking, 18th century thinking, 19th century thinking up here, they're going to be investigated. I should not be investigated because I did not commit no crime. But they said it because I was simply black. And that is illegal. African Americans get targeted all the time. It is not right. I can't just talk about it. Yes, the LAPD has to be notified if a crime is committed. I believe a crime has been committed. It has to be investigated when the complaint goes far because I already told the LAPD about this. The FBI has to get involved because if these people have hateful motives, they should not be living here. I consider them very dangerous. So it's out in the open where I live. Nobody, regardless of where they come from, black, white, or brown, or whoever you come from, should terrorize anybody. They terrorize me thinking they have a right to trespass. Tell me what to do on my own. I'm an independent adult. I don't know. They don't do that. That's a very dangerous person. And terrorism, I pointed out, because they do it for such a long time. They're trying to do things and maneuver things that don't pertain to the law. When this lady said I should be investigated for criminal or my mental health, I think she's very dangerous. What for what? What did I do to her? I don't even know her. I didn't say nothing about them. Then that means they're very dangerous. That somebody should investigate them, the LAPD, check on their mental health. Are they capable of doing some sinister act? Because when you have people like this act that way, something bad could happen. They might do something illegal, try to commit some heinous crime because of their sickness or hatred. And that's not fair to me or anybody who wants to mind their business and follow the law and keep to themselves. It's not about their political, and it's not about what they believe. It's about whether they act out their illness or hatred on me. And that's what it is about. They're acting out their hatred on me. So I hope that this is the result because this can't be tolerated. I consider it a form of terrorism because they simply are doing things that no American or everyday life citizen should ever do. And there are laws against this. It's not only basic common sense. Basic common sense to mind your business, respect strangers, boundaries. Don't target people of different race or skin color with hateful views, using racial slurs and all that stuff, harassing somebody simply because they look different from you. But this is exactly what I'm experiencing. They're targeting me because they think I'm different from them. They're targeting me because of their hateful views, racist views. They come into this building. They can't keep it to themselves. They take out their hateful views. They think blacks are second-class citizens. They're angry. They don't like Californians, liberals, and they take it out on me. well, I have to report a hate crime because that's wrong. It is morally wrong. The allegations of trespassing, voyeurism, looking into my home without my permission because they're concerned, that is against the law. While those are just allegations that I have said from time to time, and I'm tired of mentioning it, it is still wrong. There is no way somebody should be able to do that, because I would never allow anyone to do that, regardless of where they come from. It is not right for them to terrorize or target me for their beliefs. And if they continue to do so, the police and the government has to investigate them, because I don't want to be a victim of a heinous crime or some dangerous person putting their mental illness on me simply because they can't accept the reality or whatever sickness they have or hatred they have, because that's not fair to me or anybody who happens to have a different skin tone than they do, or sexuality, or any type of lifestyle or religion. We're supposed to be in a country that's all in mainstream and otherwise, that we open-minded to other people and you let people live. And we're supposed to be in a country that you let go mind your business and you respect boundaries, especially with strangers. You go target people and hurt people and commit racism or any type of bigotry, but people do. These individuals are that example. I'm living now in the hate crime capital of America. Despite it being one of the most liberal areas in the country, it also has some of the most hateful people who come into this area or moved here who can't keep their beliefs to themselves and target minorities. And that's what's happening to me in my building, in my area. And I have to feel safe. I have to report it, and I have to fight against it, because I can't let no terrorists destroy me simply because of their illness or their hatred. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.